Welcome to the No Nonsense Trivia Podcast. I am one half of your Quizmaster host, Lee Brushnida, and I'm joined here with Mr. Mark Davis!
Bwep, 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 bwep.
What's up, Mark?
Hello, how are you?
Good.
Fantastic.
Every week, Mark and I get together and share our favorite questions we've asked at our own trivia events and talk about the nuts and bolts of how we write questions. But before we get started with that, Mark, we have to thank our listeners for giving us 1,000 downloads.
I cannot believe it.
Even reached our 10th episode.
And not only 1,000 downloads, may I also mention.
You may.
That we got 2 new reviews.
I saw.
By people we don't know. These are human beings.
Yes.
For all we know, for all intents and purposes, are outside of our immediate circle of friends.
I would like to call them perfect strangers.
Perhaps.
They are perfect strangers.
Sometimes the world looks perfect. Nothing can be arranged. Sometimes you just get the feeling like you need some kind of change. That's the theme for Perfect Strangers.
Perfect Strangers. That was I don't know the melody, but yeah.
Standing tall.
That's right.
On the wings of my dreams. That was actually a trivia question I asked once. I did the beginning lyrics and I said,
oh, okay.
What is this from? So I know about that. Yep. Binge-worthy content.
I like it.
Binge-worthy content.
I love it.
No. I feel like we're friends, question mark. Binge-worthy content with Shella Bella. We've talked about that one.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like we're friends, says Robert Manley. These guys are super entertaining. Their knowledge, except maybe history.
Admittedly.
Absolutely. And fun conversation are worth a listen. I look forward to the podcast every week. Reminds me of Brain Bowl practices every week. I'd be friends with them, he says. 11 out of 10. Cool guys.
Cool guy, 11 out of 10. We would be friends with you as well. Thank you.
Absolutely.
Robert Manley for the wonderful review.
And Robert Manley may have been the name of the guy that ran Jamaica. That was Michael Manley.
Oh, okay.
Then there was Phoenix Brimstone.
Thought he had a celebrity for a second.
Yeah, a history maker. I think he was a piece of shit.
Oh, don't listen.
I might be wrong.
If you're the good Robert Manley, stick around.
There's a song called Monkey Man that was an old traditional ska song that was about him, and then the Specials covered it. If you like trivia, you will like this. 5 stars. It's fun and casual trivia podcast that doesn't make you feel stupid. The hosts are funny and informative. Kind of makes you feel like you know them. I look forward to more from this podcast. Phoenix Brimstone.
Thank you, Phoenix Brimstone, for another awesome review.
Thank you very much.
We appreciate all reviews. Please go leave them. Every time you leave a review, I think we get pushed up in the algorithm, and more people can listen to us. We're just ecstatic, basically.
Yeah.
That people are listening and enjoying it and writing in and stuff. It's a lot of fun for us to do it.
Yep.
But to have people listening to it, too, that's just all the more motivation that we have to keep doing it. So that's great.
Yeah, thank you.
Before we get into this week's questions, let's go over our weekly wrap-up.
Hold on.
Yes.
I think we should let them know that this is a Tuesday night. This is different for us.
We are recording this a little early due to Mark's travel schedule.
Yes.
Because
I'm a jet setter.
Right. You're going to go see some bands.
I'm going to Milwaukee. I'm going to see Cake and Ben Folds, and I'm going to see the Ghostface Killah the night after that. I'm going to visit with some wonderful friends and people up there and see some stuff I've never seen before. I've never been to Wisconsin before, so I'm very, very excited.
That's awesome. And I'm just going to be back here at home hosting some trivia nights.
Yes.
Basically. But you'll have to tell us all about that when you get back.
I will.
This weekly wrap-up, I want to send a congratulations to my previous Thursday night winners at number 3, QA and the Squeaky Chair, squeaking out a victory over the Ears Have Trees.
See what you did there.
Thank you. The Squeaky Chair is having 74 points. This week at 3 Pepper Burrito Company, the Damp Boys, because Mark was not there.
I was not there.
So they were not fully wet, just a little damp.
Yes.
They came in first place with a decisive 20-point lead over their nearest competitor, Seth, who listeners may remember as our guest in episode number 7.
Yes.
And since we're recording this earlier, I'm just going to leave a space for my Wednesday night winners and punch in the recording later. So congratulations to
Southwest Florida Hackerspace
with a winning score of
68.
who beat the team
Rick Yardy
by
5 points,
which I found to be a
narrow
victory.
Beautiful. Well,
that's
done.
All for me, Mark. How did your teams do at Wednesday night at Nice Guys? You can just leave the blanks. I'll punch in your stuff later too. Go for it.
The team won.
Which team was that?
I just want you to keep this.
Okay, all right.
We'll see what happens. Some team
congratulations
won.
Congratulations to...
I wish my microphone was a huge horse cock.
At Nice Guys on Wednesday.
They beat out blank.
Yeah, you can text me those answers later. I'll punch them in for you.
That also means, of course, that I'll not have questions tonight.
Mm-hmm.
Because I could not... I do not have them done. Usually do them on Wednesday.
So this is just, you're going into the archives here.
I'm going to the dark place. I'm going deep into my my well of questions.
Good.
So we're gonna get the Wayback Machine.
I've got some. So I'm just gonna ask you questions I plan on asking. There's some current events this week, so I hope you've kept up with it. I know you're a fan.
I haven't.
And
been way too busy.
We'll see how that feels.
Yeah.
Well, a hearty and sincere congratulations to those teams, and thank you to all the teams that came out to play No Nonsense Live this past week in Southwest Florida. If you missed it, upcoming events include No Nonsense Trivia Challenge Monday, August 27th at Three Pepper Burrito Company in downtown Fort Myers, Florida. A special two-hour edition of No Nonsense Wednesday, August 29th at Bury Me Brewing Company. And Thursday, August 30th at number 3, Craft Brews and Beer Bar in Cape Coral, Florida. All of the No Nonsense events are free to play. You can win various prizes, including gift cards to those locations. Join us, won't you?
Join us, won't you?
And Mark, you will be doing trivia at Nice Guys on Wednesday next week.
I'm not
going
to miss a beat. Yeah, I'm going to be there tomorrow. And then I fly back Monday. Jump right back into work, and I will be there Wednesday night.
August 29th.
With bells on.
Yes.
Yes.
All right, we're going to take a short break, followed by some trivia in round number one.
Hello.
Hi. We're back.
We're back. I want to let you know that I stopped by. It's customary for me to stop by and grab a tea because...
that is your custom.
My mouth gets dry when I'm talking a lot. And so I stopped by and I got up to the window and the window opened a crack. And then I just saw this arm stick out with my drink. And I looked inside, and the person wasn't even looking at me. They were just faced the other way, and the drink was just out. And I was just like...
An offering to the universe.
It was very Gollum-esque.
You have a lot of interesting exchanges.
I do.
In business, in hand-to-hand business.
Well, you know, working in the field of the service industry, I probably deal with more... stuff than the average person.
Right. A lot of little interactions.
Yeah.
Microaggressions.
Absolutely.
Everything is a microaggression.
And then going out. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I usually don't cook at home, et cetera, et cetera. So I deal a lot with that. But, yeah, it was very Smeagol-esque. It was just like this arm. And I was just like, do I just take this and go? And I just did. It was like a
relay or
something.
Sounds like it all worked out.
Yeah, here I am. It was just strange.
So you got a question for me?
Yeah. Okay. All right. Fuck. All right. Question number one.
That was the original Cool Story Bro story, by the way. He was just reading that off his phone.
It was just, I don't know. Just stuff like that bothers me.
I see. So, get it all out, man.
As a manager, I would never want one of my people to just be like, you know, just hold something out to someone.
Yes,
be like,
if I could describe
off.
Mark, he's holding his arm out.
Yeah, I guess it doesn't really help if no one can see me. We'll have to make this a web series. All right, question number one. What is the alternative name for the card game Patience? What is the alternative name for the card game Patience?
Patience.
As in the Guns N' Roses song, Patience from GNR Lies.
Lies is the name of that album?
GNR Lies.
Okay.
I don't think it's called just Lies.
Okay. It's not GNR Live.
No, Lies. L-I-E-S.
Weird. So they put their name. It's not a live album? Are they telling lies?
It is. Is this a normal album? The cover looked like tabloids. So I think it was like, it was after, it was the thing that came out immediately after Appetite for Destruction.
I see.
I was a huge Guns N' Roses fan at the time. That's the album that has Patience on it.
Yes.
Which is why I mentioned it. He also, that's a song where he had some very unsavory lyrics that bothered a lot of people, where it was supposed to be like a first person narrative of another guy who is a piece of shit. And he said immigrants and F-A-G-G-O-T-S.
Oh,
get out of my way.
Mm.
I don't know if you want to edit that. Just want to put some stars in there. I didn't say it.
Right.
He said it, but people were all mad. People were all mad at him, but he was like, you know, I'm speaking from like the point of view of someone who's a piece of shit saying that they suck, and people were still mad.
Gotcha. A lot of meta layers there.
Oh, yeah.
To dig through.
I don't know why I went through all
this
that.
This is pre-internet, too. So
oh, yeah.
All the information came slowly.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely.
You could think something about Axl Rose for months, years before you hear what he actually meant.
Or just like, came back from New Amsterdam.
Right. And then you've got 70%.
It was a first person narrative.
70% of the audience is like, hell yeah. Patience. What card game is Patience? When I think about card games that you have to wait for things to come around, I mean, a lot of card games is waiting for cards to come up and stuff, but one of the slowest card games I can think of where you're just cycling through and through is Solitaire. So that's my answer.
That's correct.
Yes.
Solitaire is correct.
Patience. So that's the original name or an alternate name?
Alternate name.
Hmm. Okay. Cool. I have to admit, cool. I enjoyed a game of Patience or Solitaire as a child. But since those years...
On the computer, when there was pretty much that and Minesweeper.
Yeah,
the pre-app store. Which I didn't know how to play. I didn't know the way Minesweeper was supposed to be played until I was in my late 20s, I think.
Yeah, I remember catching on to that late, too. Just doing a lot of clicking around.
Oh, yeah.
I did enjoy Chip's Challenge.
Don't know that.
And then, oh man, there was another game where you were... Oh.
This sounds like Xeniel talk, is what it sounds like. This sounds like Xeniel talk. Maybe we should move on.
Yeah, we should probably
move on. We don't want you to dig your grave too much.
Yeah.
Your Xeniel grave.
Yeah, I mean, on one hand, I want to have this conversation, but on the other hand, I don't want to be a filthy Xeniel. So I'm just going to give it up, though, because I can't remember the name of the game. It was a game where you played as a mouse... And you were looking for cheese.
Oh, I know what you're talking about.
And there were cats that would try to get you.
I remember that.
We'll either look that up or somebody maybe can tweet at us or something. We don't have an official Twitter, but find us. We're on the Twitter.
We're somewhere.
We're on the Twitter. Okay, here's my first question for you, sir.
Okay.
This is kind of a current event, but it's also been...
Algae bloom.
I think it was first announced in 1995. So... Current/history.
Okay.
Both of these. What is currently being built into the side of a Texas mountain by inventor Danny Hillis and is being designed to operate for 10,000 years without any human intervention?
What is being built to the side of a mountain?
In Texas. Tejas.
In Tejas. It's supposed to work without any human interaction.
For 10,000 years.
They really expect this place to be around for 10,000 years, huh?
It's pretty optimistic. But yeah, seriously. I think that is part of the reason to build it is to give people some kind of like, you know, like hope. I don't know, LSD-fueled, inspired, non-central character of the universe style hope.
I'm going to say Coca-Cola freestyle machine. I have no,
whoa,
I have no
that
idea.
Would be dope.
Wouldn't that be sick?
Hell yeah, man.
I'll say a telescope. I have no idea.
Ooh, that would be cool too. It's a clock, though.
Oh, okay. You know, yep. I was going to say sundial.
Okay.
I don't know if you would have accepted that, but I mean,
this thing's got some crazy shit. Like, it's got a hand that moves once a century. And then I think once every 1,000 years, a cuckoo is supposed to come out. So just imagine, if you will, 3,000 years from now, the third cuckoo will come from the side of the mountain to celebrate time immemorial.
Does the memorial hand, or does the millennial hand move slowly?
Every article I've seen about this has a stock photo of just some gears.
Okay, yeah, that sounds
so right. So I don't know what kind of progress is being made. I know that it's being partially funded, too, by world's most insanely rich man, Jeff Bezos. He's put money into this mountain clock.
Oh.
So.
All right. Here's your second question.
Mm-hmm.
What chemical elements occupy atomic numbers 1, 2, and 3 in the periodic table of elements?
Yeah, so I'm going to show my dummy hood here because I know jack shit about chemistry.
Okay. Don't know much about chemistry. Don't know much about biology. Don't know much about science books.
Don't know much about history.
Boom, 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 boom.
Don't know much about chemistry.
Boom, boom, boom.
Gonna have to answer this question.
Boom, boom, boom.
Everyone will see I'm really dumb.
But what I do know is I love you.
That's a nice diversion.
Sweet. Yeah.
Yeah. Nitrogen. No. No, wait. Yes. Nitrogen, hydrogen, and... gold. No, I know that's not the right one. Nitrogen, hydrogen. Are there numbers?
You're wrong.
Okay. So,
hydrogen.
Can you explain to me the periodic table, please?
Hydrogen, helium, and lithium.
Oh, you know, I was almost going to say helium for my third.
Well, you still would have been wrong. You got one.
I thought helium. I wasn't going to commit gold.
You said
gold.
Nitrogen.
It's fine. I wasn't. If this is, you know, a standardized test, I'll care. But just crashed and burned on that one.
No, that's good.
All right. Here is your second question.
All right.
What is a movie's question?
What is a movie's question?
No, it is.
Oh, that's easy.
I interrupted
myself.
It's
a question where you ask me about movies. I got the second one right.
Bingo. All right, let's move on.
Bingo, bingo.
What is the only character in movie history to be played by two actors who both won an Oscar for the same role?
You're asking what the role is?
Yes, the character. So I guess it's technically two roles, if you consider like a role a job, but they're playing the same character and they both won Oscars for it. It's the only character in movie history to be played by two actors and they both won an Oscar for it.
That's a really good fucking question. I'm wondering how you stumbled upon this, but I guess you probably can't answer that yet.
I look at so many different sources.
Is this just something you know?
No, the answer makes sense. You'll feel like you know it when you hear the answer.
Yeah, I'm going to say Jesus Christ.
I don't know. That's not the right answer. So
is it a real person or a fictional person?
It's a fictional person.
Okay, yeah, that's interesting.
Just like Jesus.
Oh, boy.
This is my personal belief system.
You fucked up.
Not trying to piss anybody off here.
Yeah, okay.
No, I know Jesus really existed. That's not what the debate is.
Yeah, that's okay. I know.
I was raised Jewish. You can't blame me. It's just how I was raised. This is how I'm raised.
I guess just tell me. I mean, I feel pretty good about the Jesus Christ guess.
The answer is Vito Corleone.
Oh!
From The Godfather.
Huh.
Marlon Brando, Robert De Niro.
That's really, really great. That's a really good question.
Take that one with you.
I'll take it home.
Yeah.
You know what? Actually, I can steal your questions tonight and use them tomorrow.
You could.
No one would be the wiser. Maybe I will.
Go for it, man.
Thief them.
Yep.
All right. Here is
this is in the past, if you're listening to this, so don't think you can get ahead. Don't get confused now.
I feel like I stumbled upon such a great series of questions, like in a row. This was like a really good night. All right, here's your third question. What does a dipsomaniac crave? What does a dipsomaniac crave?
Dipsomaniac. Dip. Dipso. Dipsomaniac. Dipso. What is a dipso? I don't even know what that relates to.
That's unfortunate.
They crave something, and it makes them a dipsomaniac.
You're good at this.
Not that good.
No.
What
does a dipsomaniac crave?
Can I get a hint?
No.
No?
I just...
Is it a... I don't know why
I'm trying to think of some way I can give you a...
Is it to satisfy a part of the body? Is it to satisfy nourishment?
In a way.
Water?
The correct answer is alcohol.
Oh,
a dipsomaniac is really? An alcoholic, yes.
Okay. All right. And, okay.
And,
alcohol.
Yeah.
A dipsomaniac.
Dipsomania. Alcoholism.
Interesting. I don't think I've ever heard that one.
Well, that's what trivia is for.
Mm-hmm.
Now you're going to walk away from here knowing something you didn't know before.
Exactly. Exactly. Beautiful. Not going to take it personally or anything. I'm not crying.
Not yet.
All right. Here's your third question. In America, as you know, you probably know, the term snowflake has...
Ooh, you lost your question.
I did. It's gone. There it is. All right. In America, the term snowflake has been volleyed to indicate that someone is oversensitive.
Mm-hmm.
But in China, what fruit is used to describe this characteristic? It's not a snowflake. They call each other this fruit. Because they bruise easily.
I was going to say apple, but it might be peach. I mean,
the peach in China, in Chinese art, is a symbol of...
butts.
That's an American art.
That's true.
Immortality and longevity, which maybe you can make a connection there between the butt emoji and longevity.
Okay.
Know what I'm saying? Know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
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 But. what is the fruit that is used to describe oversensitive individuals in China?
So I was thinking bruising because I was thinking, but an apple is definitely the fruit that I think of, like, bruising. But I know apples are also something... People give apples to each other. This is, like, a trivia thing that I asked for... I think it's Christmas. Because the way you say Christmas and the way you say apple are really close to each other.
It's like a little pun.
It is like a little pun.
Yeah.
You
know, I'm kind of delighting watching you mull this over because I discovered this... piece of information by reading about Xennials.
Really?
Yes. So it's a little bit of insert joke here. The tables, they have turned.
I'm going to say... you're an asshole.
That's just somebody texting me saying, we're listening to your podcast right now.
No, it isn't.
Yes.
I silenced my phone. I said, I'm silencing my phone.
I didn't even hear you say that. My bad, everyone.
I'm going to say peach.
No. They are known as strawberries.
Oh, God damn it. Yep. Who bruises a strawberry?
According to Wikipedia, the term refers to people who are insubordinate, spoiled, selfish, arrogant, and sluggish in work. There is even a student-led political group that adopts it, ironically, known as... the wild strawberries.
Ooh.
Yeah, we're wild.
They're up there with the sharks and the jets. Real scary.
Frightening.
And that's it, right?
That's it.
That's the first round.
That is the first round.
We're going to come back with the second round. We got some missed corrections.
Ooh.
We got some more questions. And then we've got another break coming up for you.
Oh, yeah. We're back in round two, and it's time for some missed corrections.
Missed corrections.
Mark, it's been brought to my attention that the last episode's title, your favorite character, Rumpelsnailskin, that joke doesn't even make any sense.
Who brought this up to you?
You know, they're both going to slay me for that. One of them is, but it was either Seth or Jamie. I can't remember. I think it was Jamie.
Jamie brought it up to me.
Okay. Yep.
Man, I was hoping we before we started taping the episode, you told me you have two, right?
Yeah.
And I said I had one.
Oh, that's
we
the
did
one,
not
huh?
talk about which one was what, but yes, that is the one.
Oh,
I heard.
Stole your correction.
Hey, I have a missed correction for the podcast. The sleeping character of literature fame is Rip Van Winkle, not Rumpelstiltskin. Rumpelstiltskin spun a straw into gold and had nothing to do with sleeping. Don't know if you've already been hit up with that 1,000 times or not.
I was actually the only person that brought it up to me.
He then
despite
went on,
our massive 200 downloads for that episode.
And then he went on to say, yeah, so his joke was super lame. Ha 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 ha.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I can't even think of a good snail pun for Rip Van Winkle.
Neither can I.
It's just a dead joke.
Yeah.
It's just a dead, sad joke.
Yep.
The other miscorrection is something that I noticed after we published the episode, not before. Otherwise, I don't know if I would have fixed it or not. I'd probably just let it go anyway. But on the last episode, I answered John Wayne Gacy incorrectly to the name of the serial killer who went by Dennis Rader. I just have to point out that John Wayne Gacy is not a fake name or an alias. That is a real name.
Yeah.
And the alias for his clown character he dressed up as is Pogo.
Yes.
So totally. I was just feeling the pressure to answer the question and brain fart on that. So
Pogo is also the nickname of the keyboardist for Marilyn Manson.
Indeed.
Yeah. And yeah. That's why I was kind of like fucking weird ass answer for that.
But. Right. Yep. I was searching through the memories of Hollywood Video, looking at serial killer film B movie covers, circa 2002, and they had John Wayne Gacy image. It you know, it was him as Pogo in the cover, and then it said John Wayne Gacy at the top.
Gotcha.
So I think I always connected those two in that way, just because. You know, that's when you build memories, this kind of related to trivia, but if you can associate a fact or a piece of information with an image, you're actually much more likely to retain it. So if you're tasked with memorizing like a room full of people or something, if you use a little trick like associating each person with a different playing card when you meet them, say their name, think of that. Apparently, you can actually build up your memory foundation. So if you like playing trivia and you're hearing us, you know, try to maybe use those memories. I saw that in a Google Talk. You know,
yeah, I think I saw the same thing, or like people will think of a story.
Right.
And will tell themselves, like, spin a yarn and tell themselves a longer story and be like, all right, I meant Lee, so I'm going to say, all right, so I was at a concert and I was watching Rush and I saw Geddy Lee. And, like, they'll just tell themselves a story to kind of, like, make the story longer and longer and be something they're interested in, and that's what kind of helps them along.
Right. So, it's building those associations. So in this instance, it screwed me over because I remembered the wrong piece of information.
Perfect.
But I never knew the original piece. But just wanted to clarify that, you know, before we get started here in round two.
All right. I believe I asked the first question last time, so I think it's your first time.
I've got one for you.
Your time first.
What entrepreneur once told then CEO of Pepsi Cola, John Sculley, this is what he told him, or asked him rather, Do you want to sell sugar water for the rest of your life? Or do you want to come with me, change the world? What entrepreneur once told CEO, then CEO of Pepsi-Cola, John Sculley, do you want to sell sugar water for the rest of your life? Or do you want to come with me and change the world?
And change the world. And then this person went on to change the world. Maybe.
It was compelling.
It was compelling.
John Sculley did John leave Sculley. Pepsi.
You know, I know the name John Sculley. I'm going to say Donald Trump.
No. The answer I'm looking for is one Steven Jobs.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. And he actually regretted the decision later on. He blamed Scully's work for his own firing.
Oh, wow.
The first time around. Oops. He said, yeah, what made the wrong decision there on who to bring in and trust. But it all worked out for Mr. Jobs until he died of cancer. But
it all worked out until the cancer.
Business-wise, he did pretty good. He did pretty good with his business after that, is what I'm getting at.
All right, here is your first question of the second round. Which president gave the longest inaugural address and also served the shortest term at only 32 days?
I know the answer to this.
Okay. Pretend like you don't.
Nope. I'm going to tell a little story, though.
Please tell me
a story. And I need to recommend the episode of Drunk History. Ooh. About this particular president, because it is hilarious, and it's the reason that I know this, because it's done so visually compelling. So he gave this inaugural address, very long. He stood out in the rain without an umbrella or a coat, I think, because he wanted to show everybody how tough he was. And then
how'd that work out for him?
Yeah, he got the Steve Jobs treatment. slightly different. He developed a lot of pneumonia. And
did you say a lot of pneumonia?
A lot of pneumonia.
Doctor was like, "You got a ton of pneumonia.
So many pneumonias in his lungs.
Your pneumonias are in the 2000s.
And he spent, I think, most of his presidency spent in bed dying. While doctors put leeches on him and had snakes bite him because
put him in a sweat tent.
They didn't have a lot of modern medical advancement at the time, so
they probably put cocaine in his ass. Yeah.
And that man's name was William McKinley.
That's incorrect.
Is it?
It's William Henry Harrison.
My God. My God. I got the story right though. I got the
story. They got it wrong. William McKinley was assassinated. That's so
funny. Oh, these you wacky William, presidents.
And I was like, and then you're like, McKinley. And I was like,
Bill Clinton.
And that person's name was Barack Obama.
I got my Williams mixed up. I knew the answer to that, though.
William Henry Harrison.
I would have probably sold that to my team, and they would have written the wrong answer down.
Oh, boy.
Like, guys, I know this. Listen to how much of the story that I know. Wrong answer.
Yeah. Well, you have the story right. That's what matters.
Yeah.
All right. It's your turn.
So, William Henry Harrison.
William Henry Harrison.
Not William McKinley.
Not William McKinley. I believe William McKinley was assassinated.
Okay.
Pretty sure.
The forgotten assassination is what we would call that, because I don't remember.
There were four presidents assassinated.
Up until about 3 seconds ago, I thought that William McKinley got pneumonia. So, going to have to brush up on my presidential history, I guess.
Yeah, that sounds like it.
Got another current events question for you here, since you love him so much.
Okay. Yeah, William McKinley was assassinated. 1901, 6 months into his second term.
Ooh.
The people wanted him again, except for this guy.
Well, peace to his family, thoughts and prayers to them. Here's a question. What two NFL teams made history this week by announcing that they have added male cheerleaders to their sideline support for the upcoming season?
That is not a guttural sound, because I am anti-male cheerleader, because I couldn't care less. I'm very happy. But I don't know. This week has been crazy. I'll say...
I guess just think about progressive areas, maybe. This is a hint I could give you.
I'm going to catch shit for guessing the 49ers, but I'm going to guess them. I'm going to guess the San Francisco 49ers. And I'm going to guess progressive areas. I'm going to guess the Seattle Seahawks.
I probably shouldn't have given you that hint because both of those are wrong.
If you tell me any southern states, I'm going to slap you in the mouth.
Oh, shit. Here comes the slapping. Well, first
thing, progressive areas.
Yeah, we've got I shouldn't have given you that hint.
Southern ass, backwards ass.
It steered you wrong. Right. The answer is the Los Angeles Rams.
Okay.
And the New Orleans Saints.
All right. I remember the Rams thing because I knew there was something, and I'm in a sports talk group, and it's unfortunately the most, it's just like, you know,
super misogynistic, homophobic.
For every eight dude bro hyped up you know, pieces of excrement that are just like, there was like this thing that happened a couple days ago where there was like two baseball players and one of them was like rubbing the other one's head.
Yeah, I saw that.
And Jesus Christ, mm-hmm. just the fucking comments were
just let the man rub the other man's head.
Why is it bothering you?
Right?
Like, who cares?
I watched that. I was a little jealous.
Yeah.
It's like, damn, I love having my head rubbed. Like,
I do not care who you are.
That looks like a fucking good head rub.
I'm just putting this out there. If you're listening to this, Robert Manley, Phoenix Brimstone.
Rub my head.
Ooh, that was a good little thing. Yeah, so, and then of course, that happened, and Michael Sam, who was, you know, the first openly gay football player to be drafted onto a team, he signed with the Rams.
Gotcha.
So you can see where that went.
Yeah.
And it was just like, Christ almighty, please.
Well, there, yeah, there is, I think I saw a poll that said something like more than half of the NFL audience wants more gender equality in the NFL. And this is part of a broader
move
towards that. There are now at least 100 women operating within the NFL at executive vice president levels or above, and at least one female referee in this upcoming season.
Yeah. Thank fucking Christ. It's about time.
Now, if they can fix that concussion problem, then yeah, we'd be all set. Yeah,
they've got a bunch of problems.
Then we'd be all set.
Question number two. What letter is represented by a single dot in Morse code? These questions are just bringing me such joy.
Yes. A single dot. Man, it seems...
This may have been when I peaked, question-wise. I know I'm coming off as being really, like, I don't know.
Damn, this question, though.
Non-humble. It's just like, yeah, I'm just like, God, these are tasty.
Yeah.
Mm. These are tasty questions.
Morse code, dots and dashes.
Dots
and dashes.
You got that right.
Yep.
So far, so good. Single dot. Boop.
It's tempting to go with A because it's the first.
It is tempting.
Mm. But I'm not going to go there.
That is tasty.
I'm going to go with, I think I read somewhere that E is the most common letter mm-hmm. used. So I'm going to go with E just to save a little time. Boop.
You're correct.
Yes.
Great work.
Yes.
That's awesome.
I'm on it today.
Yeah, man. Yeah, that's really, really good.
Boop.
Killing it. Congratulations.
Thanks, man.
Way to be.
All right. Now I'm going to read you. Polish my laurels.
Okay. Well, I don't know what that means, but all right.
You rest on them. You polish them, I'm assuming.
No.
I don't know what laurels are.
Laurels are your hindquarters.
I thought they were wreaths, like awards. Like,
I don't.
Like, what? You're resting on your accolades.
Wow. Okay. That would be, I would feel like a big old dum-dum.
We're going to look this up.
Go ahead and ask me because,
You're talking about hindquarters. Now I get this question's got pork in it. I'm so hungry right now. We're going to go get some food after this. I've been promised. But this question, I like the way that this question is written. I'd like to make all questions. This is like, in my opinion, a perfect question.
Okay.
It's a bit of a puzzle.
All right, great. I'm going to stop you right there. Yep. The laurels that are being referred to when someone is said to rest on his laurels are the aromatically scented Laurus nobilis trees, or more specifically, their leaves. The trees are known colloquially as sweet bay and are commonly grown as culinary or ornamental plants. The origins of the phrase lie in ancient Greece, where laurel wreaths were symbols of victory and status. Of course, ancient Greece is where history and mythology were frequently mixed, so we need to tread carefully, blah, 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 blah. So I think what they're basically saying is, resting,
I was right.
You were right, and yeah. I was wrong. That is so fucking, I feel...
You're good. I mean, I don't know.
I'm glad I learned something.
I thought there's a name, I think, for like the little award wreaths that you see on like movie posters. And I think that it's somewhat related to laurels. Wow. Like there's like a common word or something there.
Well, that's great. I guess I always just thought like, you know, sitting on your ass.
Right. No, it's sitting on your
damn
amazing accomplishments.
This guy's straight up walking in your yard. Oh, there's a drive. There's a. I didn't realize there's like a whole sidewalk in there.
Yeah, I live in a nice neighborhood. This cat's
just right up on your shit. He's like, what are they talking about, laurels?
Sometimes I have problems with people, though, seriously, walking through my yard. We won't get into that right now. We won't get all
serious. When I was 13, I touched a dead body.
All right, here's the question. All right, here's my amazing question.
Yeah, please tell me.
You're going to want to know movies.
My eyes are closed.
Movies and television. This is a crossover question.
Okay. Do you see my eyes closed?
He's already in the dark place. Hasn't even heard the question.
I'm floating. This is like Get Out. I'm just floating.
Here's the question, Mark. What actress has appeared in two roles, both set in 1962 in movies and television, against actors with pork-based names?
What?
Those names being John Hamm
and Kevin
and
Bacon.
Kevin Bacon. Both roles are in 1962. One's in movies, one's in TV.
It's got to be, I got to think of her name.
Well, what's the movie and TV? Where are you going with this?
Oh, movie. Shit.
There's a movie and a TV involved.
Shit. The TV's Mad Men. And then I was thinking, I've never seen The Handmaid's Tale, but I was guessing that maybe Kevin Bacon was in it, and it was, what's her face?
It's not what's her face.
No.
I know who you're talking about.
Yeah. Can I remember her name to save my life? And it's making me very mad.
Is her name Peg on Mad Men?
Peggy, yep.
Character name?
Yeah, her character name. Kevin Bacon, 1960s. I mean, I am just going to guess. Am I just guessing the actress's name?
Yeah, the actress that has shared the screen with John Hamm and Kevin Bacon in a fictional 1962 in movies and television.
All right, so Mad Men is definitely a TV show, so I'm basically just thinking of actresses that have acted opposite Kevin Bacon, and I don't know. So I can basically go with Christina Hendricks. But I don't know that she's been in a ton of stuff. She was in Drive. Kevin Bacon wasn't in that. That was definitely not in the 60s. And then there's his wife, Don Draper's wife, Betty Draper, or Betsy, Betty. And she's played by, what's her face? And I'm fucking blanking on it. And she was in that show that got canceled, starring Will Forte. And her name is... Jesus Christ. What is her fucking name? You know, I'm going to go through all this and I'm going to end up being wrong. I'm going to go through all this thinking of her name, and then you're going to be like... Wrong, it was the girl that played Peggy. Or the woman that played Peggy. Um, January Jones.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. It's January nice. Jones.
Dude, she X-Men, has such a 1960s. Oh, yeah.
That is the movie that she shared the screen with Kevin Bacon in.
Oh, that's so. Yeah, Kevin, duh.
Good job. Thank I'm proud you. Of you for working through that.
Thank you. Yeah, I was up. Like, I knew it was something with a J. I kept thinking, mm-hmm. like, Julia something. All right. Wow. Yeah, she has such a 1960s look. Like,
how could you not cast her in that?
How could you? Yeah.
How could you not?
How could you not? All right. Third question for you.
Third and final.
Third and final. Which state? You like the internet?
Sure. It's pretty cool.
You were
cool.
born in it. You said last episode.
That's right.
Born in the tubes.
Because I'm a millennial.
Which state? Because you're a zennial. Which state was the first? Because this crosses over. The pre and post internet. I'm going to keep interrupting myself. Which state was the first to issue license plates that included the state's website URL? Which state was the first to issue license plates that included the state's website URL? Think of progressive places.
Yeah, I mean, California seems... Silicon Valley's in California. So, to me, that would be... well, hold on.
Oh,
Silicon Valley is in California,
but
there was a lot of development in computers, I believe, in the Northeast United States.
Try not to be too loud with my drinking.
Thanks. California or I want to say somewhere like Massachusetts, maybe. I'm going to go with California, though. That sounds like something California would do.
The correct answer is Pennsylvania.
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 Hmm. They're just out there in front.
They're just right there. They're like, you know what? Pennsylvania.gov.
Honestly, that sounds like a little bit of a failure on California's part, not getting out there. Shame on you guys.
Whoops.
I'm blaming you. It should have been. This is another Magic City situation. Like, I understand that that's the facts and everything, but it just sounds wrong to me. No offense to anybody from Pennsylvania. Maybe somebody knows the origin and of that and the reasoning. Why?
The first time I ever went to Pennsylvania, mm-hmm. I was on a Chinatown bus. And the first thing I saw was a gentleman wearing a shirt.
And said, hi, I'm from the internet.
That's www.pennsylvania.gov. It said, welcome to Philly, now duck, and had a picture of a gun.
Wow. Aggressive.
Did not like that. I've never been a fan. I mean, Philadelphia is a fine city. If you live in Philadelphia, you know, good for you. That's great. I know and love a lot of people that live there, but I don't like their sports teams through snowballs at Santa.
Wow. Here comes all the hate.
Yeah.
You can address your hate mail to Mark for this episode. He's having his Magic City moment.
And a lot of them love it. A lot of them love the fact that they had a fan that ate horse shit after they won the Super Bowl. A lot of people love it.
Interesting people up there. Okay, let's go ahead and take a short break, and then we're going to ask
each
other.
Did you ask me a third question?
Yeah.
You did, didn't you?
Yep.
See, we had to fuck it up. We did good the first round, mm-hmm. but here we are.
One day we'll get it.
Yeah. Take us out of here.
Short break. Back soon.
Bye-bye. I have a rocking chair, so I was wondering.
And I have a twisty chair.
He can twist and I can rock. We're together. We make a D-pad. But I was wondering if it would do a thing where I sounded like I was going far away and then close. And I don't know how this will come across, but I'll hear it when I listen to my
Don't you self-talk. Have the monitors going?
Yeah, it doesn't sound like it's doing a lot, but I feel like it should.
I might have turned those down.
Maybe I should really just, I mean, I can hear.
It just sounds like you're adding reverb as you go further away. The mic is too nice.
What a waste of time. Yeah, we got nice mics here, guys. The
mic is too nice.
We've had people commend the sound. People have said, podcasts, it's all about the sound. It's all about the quality of the audio, and Lee here has done an exceptional job.
Despite my best efforts to ruin it with software and phantom power switches.
He really
and
has
whatnot.
Tried. Yeah. He really has tried, folks. All right, here's your last question.
I make
question.
A little wish every time I turn the machine on, like, please boot up.
Come on, boot up.
Boot up for me now.
I had a specific question to ask you, and I somehow lost it.
Mm.
And I don't know how. But it makes me very sad.
Should I ask you?
Yeah, you ask me. I'll ask you first. Oh, actually, hold on. Here we go. Ha ha, I got it.
All right.
In a Los Angeles court in March 1969.
Hey.
Who admitted killing presidential candidate Robert Kennedy?
Oh. This name is... this is a hard name. This is a rare name.
It's so hard.
It's a rare name. I believe it's alliterative. First and last names beginning with the same letter. The letter S. But I just. Oh man. I don't know it. I don't know it. It's a unique name that.
It is a unique name. Yeah. And you're correct with the S's.
I don't know it.
No guess?
Sabin Satori.
The answer I was looking for is Sirhan Sirhan.
Sirhan. Okay, so they match, too.
Yeah.
Oh, that'll help remember.
Sirhan Sirhan. Killed him.
Yeah.
Killed him.
Admitted it.
He was like, I did it. 1969. I fucking killed him. Fuck off.
Damn.
Sirhan Sirhan.
All right. I'll commit that to memory, though. Sirhan Sirhan. You sear a steak, you sear Bobby Kennedy. All right. I'm just going to stop with the...
Yeah.
I'm going to leave that association in my head.
You should just keep...
Yeah. Everybody,
keep
make your own associations. Make your own visual associations.
Sear ham.
Yeah. Sear the ham. Kill the presidential candidate. All right. Here's my final question for you.
What's the topic? Give me a topic.
I think a lot of people.
It's getting dark in here.
It is. We have to wrap this up because I have no lights in the studio.
we really got to move because it's going to get too dark.
We'll just be sitting in the dark, literally.
That's
sitting in the dark
me.
By monitor light.
Lee, I'll sit in the dark with you.
So the category here.
Thanks. I'll sit in the dark with you anyway. The category is fuck off.
We're about to be sitting in the dark. I'm not fighting it, baby.
All right, baby.
All right. The category here is video games, which I know is difficult for you. but that's why it's the final question here. Wanted to leave you on one. But I think you might get this one too, though.
We'll see.
What video game system became the first to boast a built-in modem in 1999?
I asked this question, but I can't remember it.
Ooh, that's got to be painful.
It is. I'm bouncing back and forth between the Dreamcast and the Sega something. Did Sega make the Dreamcast?
Sega made the Dreamcast.
Okay, I'm sorry. The Dreamcast and PlayStation. I'm going to say the Dreamcast.
That's right.
Damn it.
Yep.
Damn it. Go me.
For Phantasy Star Online, I believe, was the game that they used the modem for.
Damn it, go me is one of the lamest things I've ever said in my life.
Maybe it'll be a team name.
I immediately regret it. I'm so sorry to everyone.
Hey, man, from the guy that coined Rumpelstiltskin, I think it's pretty cool.
Fair, yeah, and you called me Mark Davis. We've got a mutual friend of ours, Gil, who has been listening and commenting on our podcast loads. He lives over on the other coast, and I'm hellbent.
We call him another coaster.
The Space Coast. which I've always been jealous of that name because it's always reminded me of Space Ghost, Coast to Coast.
Right.
I've got to do something in my power to get him over here so we can have him as a guest. We got some guests lined up too. We're not trying to like blow our proverbial load.
We got all sorts of things planned.
Do we?
All kinds of things.
Like that website that I surprised you with last week and you started spilling the beans on all of this stuff.
Yeah, you can go to nononsensetrivia.com and see upcoming live events, and you can go to nononsense.fireside.fm and listen to the podcast, and soon they will be combined.
They will be all one.
It just hasn't happened yet.
And when he says live events, he's talking about his trivia, but
right.
Maybe the hope is that we will do this live someday.
That would be awesome. Yeah, I think that's definitely going to happen at some point. Yeah, we'll do the podcast disgusting. Live. That would be.
I think I just said disgusting, but I meant discussing because it's not disgusting.
No, it's disgustingly awesome. All right, let's go ahead and move on. That concludes this episode of the No Nonsense Trivia Podcast. My name is Lee Brushnida. You can catch me hosting No Nonsense Trivia Live on Mondays at Three Pepper Burrito Company in downtown Fort Myers at 7:30. Then again on Wednesdays at Bury Me Brewing Company, also in Fort Myers, that one starting at 7. And every Thursday evening at Number 3 Craft Brews and Beer Bar in downtown Cape Coral, that show starting at 7:30. Mark, please tell our listeners where you can be found on Wednesday nights.
Ooh, do you like it at night when it's spooky? Guys and ghouls. I just made that up.
Is this scripted?
That is unscripted.
Do your thing, man.
I am at Nice Guys Pints and Pies over in downtown Cape Coral, right across actually from Number 3. Brews and Beer Bar and Bathhouse or whatever it's called. I don't remember all the sub name, the surname. But
that's a good idea. They should combine.
Yeah.
Expand a whole
why
bit.
Not?
Bathhouse.
Yeah. At Nice Guys Pints and Pies Wednesday nights, 9 o'clock till 10:30. You can win stuff and you get to see me and a bevy of awesome people that work there, and they have delicious food. The Some Like It Hot pizza that they just released is amazing. It's got chorizo and like spicy stuff and this habanero aioli that's amazing. And I'm making myself hungry just talking about it. So yeah, go to that.
Go to that. All right. Thanks for listening, everyone. Hope you had fun. Join us every week for a new episode on Mondays. Please follow us on Facebook at No Nonsense Trivia Challenge. I also started an Instagram account. There's nothing up there right now, but go follow it anyway.
Write us more reviews because you make us so happy and we're usually so sad.
Yes, it brings joy to our heart. We get so excited. We call each other up and screenshot it and send it to each other. It's great. All right. Until next time, no nonsense listeners.
I wish my microphone was a huge horse cock.